Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
My. God bless you and good morning. I tell you. They know how to put some good music out there to stir your spirit up early in the morning. I want to say God bless you and good morning all over the world. Thanks for turning us on this morning. Young Adults Talk with Breaking Chains. It's prayer time. We pray that you are ready and prepared to fall before the Lord and open up your hearts and speak to him and let him just guide and lead you. We need to do this on a daily basis. But when we come together on Saturday mornings, we come together as one with two or more gathered in his name. He is definitely in the midst. I want to say God bless you and good morning to everyone. I am Pastor Rod, and this is prayer time. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. We know nothing gets to you, Father God. without going through your son, Jesus. And we thank you for his life, Lord God, for laying his life down so that we may live and have an abundant life and have it more abundantly in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit being with us, Lord God, raising us up this morning, Father God, to see another beautiful day in you, O Lord. Father God, we just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do, Lord God, that our eyes have yet to see, ears have yet to hear, never entered into the heart of man the things that you are going to do for us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we pray for all those that are participating this morning, Father God. Bless them and their families and their homes, Lord God. Father God, we bless all of those, Father God, that are just through us, Father God, because you're speaking to us to speak to your people, Lord God. Father God, we just ask that you continue to move, Father God, that you continue to pray with us, Lord God. Teach us how to pray, Lord God. Father God, thanks for opening up our hearts this morning, Lord God, that we may be guided by you. Guide us and strengthen us, Father God. We ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Jackson, can you open up with prayer, please?
Glory to God. Godly great morning to everyone. Let us just take a few moments to go before the throne of God with humble hearts to clear our minds from any garbage, our hearts from anything that's not like God. We're just going to take a few seconds to humble ourselves, and then we will pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, we just thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, Lord God, to come before your throne in supplication, Lord God, with thanksgiving, thanking you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do in our lives and in the lives that you've attached us to and you have attached to us. Lord God, help us to begin to pray your word back to you. For your word says that it would not come back to you void, that everything that you send it out to do, Lord God, it will accomplish. Help us to pray your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Help us to pray your word back to you, saying, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Help us to pray your word back to you, saying, Let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Help us to pray your word back to you that lets us know that if we keep our mind stayed on you, Lord, you will keep us in perfect peace, that peace of God that passes all understanding. Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing. Help us to think on those things, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that are of good report. If there be any virtue, high standards of God, and if there be any praise, help us, Holy Spirit, to think on those things, on those things which are of God. For your word says those things, that all things are possible for them that love the Lord, who are called to his purpose. For your word says, those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. For it is written that every good and perfect gift comes from above. So, Lord God, help us to keep our minds stayed on you in the midst of the storms, Lord God, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of anything that tries to disown you, Lord. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. The Holy Spirit spoke some words to me this morning, and I want to share it with you. I got permission from Pastor Rod to do so. And the Holy Spirit showed me this. God is omnipotent. God is ever omniscient, and he's omnipresent. God is almighty. He's all powerful. He's everywhere at the same time. He's doing to you while doing to me, while doing to you while doing to me. He's everywhere at the same time. But sometimes, in order for us to continue to move forward in the things of God, towards God for our life purpose through Son and Spirit, we must learn how to be still while yet moving at the same time. How is that possible? Remember, in the book of Matthew 19 and 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 3. Watch this. In Mark 4 and 39, Jesus arose and said, peace, be still. The wind ceased and the water became calm. But never did the word of God say that the wind stopped blowing or the water stopped flowing, even though it was still. Understand this, people. Being still is not always being motionless, but motionless with a peace that surpasses all understanding. So in order for us to keep moving towards God while being still, we must understand that God is yet moving in us while we are keeping his mind stayed on him. Even though the winds ceased and the water became calm, the wind never stopped blowing or the water never stopped flowing. I was reminded about this old song that says, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Whether you be at work, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Whether you be in the shower, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Whether you be doing the dishes, cooking a meal, whatever the case may be, always keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And remember once again, the wind never stopped blowing and the water never stopped flowing, even though it was a calm and a peaceful still. I love you all, and God continue to bless you. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Thank you for that. There's a lot going on in our world today, and we have to come together as one, as the body of Christ, to do the work of the Lord. God has already done everything that needs to be done. We have a responsibility as well. And as long as we be children of God, we don't have to worry about things that the world is stressing over. We have to make sure that we open up our hearts and give everything over to Christ. Scripture tells us in the 23rd Psalms, it says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for God is with us. And we have to know that God is with us at all times. And when we say, you know, growing up, you say, oh, my boy got my back. One thing about God, he lets you know that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So we got to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and goodness and mercy got our back. So we got to stay focused. We got to keep pressing forward and keep our eyes on the prize of Christ, fellowshipping with him. Amen. Yeah. Pastor Sterling, can you pray for us, please?
Yes. Praise God. That's good encouraging words this morning. Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, the Christ, who give us the chance to be able to have the right to live. Lord, thank you this morning for uprising for the day, God, that we may not be at a ritual standpoint, but we may be richer. And Lord, we come this morning thanking you for the time that we spend, dear God, in fellowship with one another, dear God, that you have given us that relationship that surpasses all of the understanding, dear God. We just give you praise and honor this morning, dear God. We honor you in the best of all things. We honor you, dear God, for what you are doing, dear God, and what you're about to do in this hour, in this time, and this opportunity to be able to be said thankful, dear God. Lord, we come this morning, Lord, because you told us we could come. You told us we could come heavy laden, burdened down, and you told us in turn you would give us rest. Yes, Lord, thank you this morning. thank you for this radio broadcast this morning. We thank you for the ears that are hearing this morning, dear God. We thank you for the hearing ears, not just to be hearers, but doers to what is heard this morning. We do bless you this morning, dear God, for you have blessed us, not only, dear God, for just to be blessed, dear God, but you blessed us to bless someone else. And, Lord, we come now, dear God. Lord, we ask him today, dear God, that you look upon the sick, the shut-in, those of us who are reading this morning. We ask that you look upon my sister this morning who's in the hospital with COVID, dear God. We ask that you just bless her this morning, dear God, with whatever it is, dear God. My desire that she will come through, and Lord, we know and have confidence that you are the one, the maker of all mankind. You'll bring her through, dear God, if that's your will. And Lord, we ask this morning, dear God, if you look upon Brother Rod this morning and all the ministers, dear God, this on this radio broadcast this morning, and those that are standing abroad, maybe just listening this morning, we pray that you bless them, dear God, that their ears will be just open to your word and to your prayer this morning. We pray for the little ones, dear God. We pray for those that are disobedient this morning, who are walking unworthy in your name this morning, dear God, who have walked against you, dear God, who have fought your word, dear God. And, Lord, we have to do like Paul said. We have to remember once we was upon that time. We have to continue to pray, dear God. And knowing that when we pray, dear God, we know that we're praying to heaven, that we may be pulling down from heaven. And, Lord, we thank you. We give you honor. And we give you praise once more and again this morning. We pray that this word, this prayer, dear God, will reach the White House, every house, dear God. Yeah. We pray, dear God, that you will look on Brother Biden this morning and his wife and family and our Vice President, Ms. Harris, this morning, dear God. We ask that you bless them, dear God. Not only give them ears to hear, but eyes to see. Not only spiritual focus, dear God, but spirit. Not only natural focus, but a spiritual focus, dear God. And we pray, dear God, we're not looking at our president, dear God, to bring us through. But we know we have confidence and trust in you, oh God, that you will bring us through. And, Lord, we know that in all of our troubles, you told us, dear God, you don't leave us, not forsake us. You deliver us from all of our troubles. Some of us are going through one thing this morning, and some are going through another. Yeah. But, Lord, we know that you can bring us to it, and you'll bring us through it. And, Lord, we thank you for it, and we give you honor, glory, and praise this morning. Yes. As we look upon every mother, every brother, dear God, every uncle may have died with COVID, dear God, we know that, Lord, whatsoever has happened, dear God, has happened, and it will happen, dear God. One day we have to leave this place, dear God. And knowing that when we leave, help us, dear God, and give us strength to be ready, dear God. And when people will hear us, dear God, they hear us, dear God, even when we are yet gone. And, Lord, we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Bless these pastors this morning. Bless them with the unity, dear God. And we know, dear God, that all things are yours and thine are mine, dear God. And you give us that privilege, dear God, not to be equal with you, but, Lord, we give us the substance to be able to be supplied to us. And, Lord, thank you for the supply. We pray this prayer in this day, dear God, that is heard by the ears, dear God, and obedient to the hearts. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Sterling. Powerful this morning. Powerful this morning. We are moving forward in the Lord, and we just thank God for the opportunity to open our eyes to praise, worship, and honor his name. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Cena, if you're on, can you pray for me? Glory to God.
Good morning.
God bless morning. You.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Father God, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing us in this day, Lord God. You have kept us throughout the night. You have watched over us. You have kept the enemy far away from us. And God, we rise this morning and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. We will be grateful. We will be thankful. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, how you keep us, Lord God, and how you take care of us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your word of truth, your word of peace, your word of comfort. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you heal those who are sick in their bodies, Father. Those who are sick, Lord God, in the hospital, sick in the convalescent home, sick in their own home, in their own bed. Father, we pray for a healing. Those that are not in a home, those that are bridges, under bridges, over troubled waters, Lord God, sleeping under bridges, Lord God, sleeping in the park, sleeping in the forest or wherever they're sleeping at. Lord God, we pray for healing. We pray, Lord God, that you will keep us in this day, Lord God. We need you to watch over us, Lord God. We can't see, Lord God, further than what you can see. We can only see, Lord God, what you allow our eyes to see. But God, you see into tomorrow. You see into next year. You see into the next week. And God, we just thank you. And so, Father, we look unto you, Lord God. We look unto the hills in which comes our help. For all of our help comes from you, Lord God. If you don't give it, we won't get it, Lord God. And so, God, we acknowledge you, Lord God. We worship you. We call on your name today, Lord God. It is so much going on in this world today, Father. And we need a healing in our land, Lord God. Our land is sick, oh God. And we call on you, Father God. We call on you for unity, Lord. We call on you, Lord God, for the people to have meekness and gentleness and be kind to one another, Lord God. We call on you, Lord God, that men and women will raise up and rise up, Lord God, and speak what is right, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are a God of righteousness and you are a God of truth, Lord God. And those that worship you, Lord God, must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you keep us when we can't even keep ourselves. You take care of us when we can't even take care of ourselves. We don't deserve a crown from your table, Lord God. We don't deserve clothes on our back, oh God. We don't deserve a roof over our head. But God, we thank you for your grace.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, how you visit this earth, Lord God. The winter, the summer, and the spring, Lord God, we thank you for day and night. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We call on your name, Lord God, for those in our families. We call on your name, Lord God, for our neighbors. We call on your name, oh God, for those in town and out of town. We call on your name, Heavenly Father, to cover us in this day, Lord God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Father, we need you to order our steps in your word in this day. If you don't order our steps, Lord God, we are prone to wander and go our own way, Lord God. Help us to not yield into the temptations that come with this day, but lead us beside the still waters. Restore our souls, Lord God. Lead us into righteousness in this day. Lead us into your marvelous light, oh God. Lead us into happiness and joy, Heavenly Father, and peace in this day, Lord God. We call on your name, oh God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to love one another, Lord God, as we love ourselves, oh God. Help us to call on you, Lord God, in the time of our weakness. Help you, help us to call on your name, Lord God, whether we're doing good or doing bad. Help us, Lord God, to meditate on your word. We need you, Lord God, that our meditations will be right before you, Father God, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up everybody on this call today, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God,
that we were
able to meet on the phone, Lord God, to lift up your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy to be called on each and every day. You are worthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Reverend Rod. We thank you, Lord God, for him getting this together and organizing it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you will cover each and every ministry that he's over. We ask that you will bless his hands, Lord God, to continue to do right. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless his mind, bless his soul, bless his spirit, Lord God. Bless name of Jesus. We pray that you will bless each and every person on this phone.
Please.
Bless their health and their strength, Lord God.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Us mentally, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we need you, Lord God. We need you like never before, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. And we give you all the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Ooh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Move mountains this morning in the name
Get out of my way.
Get out of my way in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, have mercy. God bless you. Want to say good morning to Pastor Kemp. Good morning to you. Bless you, Pastor. Could you pray for us, please? God bless you.
Yes, good morning, each and everyone. God bless you. Eternal and merciful Father, we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, first of all, Lord, we come asking that if we have sinned by omission or commission, by any form, shape, form, or fashion, that you would have mercy and forgive our sin and cast it in the sea of forgiveness, that it surface no longer. That you would separate our sin as far as the east from the west. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would look upon this chaotic world, that you would look upon this chaotic country, Lord, and as we go through a pandemic and as we had an insurrection in the Capitol House, Lord, and as racism has raised its ugly head in the midst of a pandemic and white supremacists are of prevailing so high. But Lord, we know that you have the answer to everything. And we know, Lord, that you take bad and make it out to good. And Lord, that they have no control. I don't worry because I know you in control. I know you set high and look low. Now, Father, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would bless each and everyone who are praying for others this morning. And we pray for this country. We pray for our states. We pray for our local government, Lord, that we'll move and start serving you, Lord, and just praise you for all what you've done, past, present, and future. And, Lord, I know my past is gone, and your Bible teaches us, Lord, your word says yesterday is gone and tomorrow haven't came. But, Lord, I know that the sun's going to shine tomorrow. I know you say weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We pray for those who are in the hospital right now with COVID-19. We pray for those who have lost loved ones to COVID-19. We pray for the sick and shedding all over the world, Lord. We know that you're a healer. We know that you have more medicine in the hem of your garment than any drugstore or pharmacy. And, Lord, we know by your divine fiat, you spoke this world into existence and that you could speak anything. And, Lord, when you speak, everything has to take time because you are a sovereign God, that you could do what you want or when you want or how you want or to whoever you want, that you have no limits, Lord. We are finite, but you are infinite, Lord. All their thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not our ways because you stand so above us, and that we praise you, Lord. We prostrate before you, Lord, and we just let you know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, Lord. And, Lord, that you just told us if we wanted to join your band, and, Lord, we know that the victory was won over sin at Calvary 2,000 years ago, Lord, that all we have to do is join that army. And, Lord, we pray that somebody listening, Lord, that will come in and, Lord, and join that Christian band. You said we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that you raised from the dead, that we'll be saved, Lord. And once we get out there, Lord, let us bag away from sin, Lord. There are so many sin that abounds out there. The world is full of sin, and Satan is the prince of the air, and he's going around seeking who he may devour, Lord. They say he goes about like a mighty rushing like a mighty lion, but he's like a lion with no teeth, a dog with no teeth. He's all bark and no bite. He can't harm us, but he could put bad thoughts in our minds, Lord.
Thank
and we ask that you remove all those bad thoughts, Lord, and move by the glory of your word. All we have to do, you say, meditate on your word day and night. Give us the time while we're in with COVID-19 to study that you ourselves approve, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us in many, many ways. We ask a blessing, Lord, on these strong ministers who I've been hearing praying, Lord. Continue to uplift them, Lord. Give them, move your spirit in them mightily, Lord, that they could seek and save the lost, which you came to this earth to do. Your word told us, Lord, that you came but to seek and save that which was lost. You come but for the lost. Keeper of the house of Israel. For that we say thank you. We glorify, we magnify your name. Now, Lord, we pray for Reverend William, Lord, as he continues his ministry. Bless him. Keep him from hurt, harm, and danger. And I ask that you protect all of us from hurt, harm, and danger. You said we know that your God and angels watch over us, Lord, so we have nothing to fear. We're more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened us. And, Lord, we know that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper because you love us and you sent us. And we're warriors for you, Lord, and we're going to go and war against sin. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. And after we've done all we could do, and as we study this world with sin no more, and after we look on the other side, meet and greet us, Lord, and say, servant of God, job well done. Enter into the kingdom of glory. We ask these blessings in the mighty and blessed name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kevin. My God, my God, my God. Powerful morning. God bless everyone out there this morning. Are you there, Pastor Jonathan? Are you on this morning? Okay. We're going to open up the lines now. I'm not sure who's all holding, but the line is open. If someone would like to pray, bring a scripture or a comforting word, the line is open for you. God bless you and good morning. The line is yours now. Amen. Amen.
Pick it all ahead, Steve, or you can, like, four people can go on that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we would like for you to take the time every Saturday morning, all over the world that are listening to us right now, to please take the time to invite someone else on to come and worship with us on Saturday morning. Lift up the powerful words to God that he may continue to bless and keep us. Don't let your shyness or your quietness keep you from praying to the Lord out in the open. God wants to hear from us. God wants to use us. We are his children, and we need to be present with him. There's someone holding on, and I want to open up the lines and see if they would like to pray this morning. God bless you. The line is open for you. Feel free.
Heavenly Father, Father, we come today. We come to you this morning with an open mind and an open heart that we can receive the words of the Lord, that we can receive the prayers. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. To each and one of us, the ministers, the pastors, and the bishops, all the people, God's people, right now, God, come thanking you for what are you doing in this hour. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory and the praise this morning. We praise your holy name. Father, we look to the heels that come out of help, and our help come from you, Jesus. Lord, we all need you this morning. We need you. Some need you for one thing, and some need you for another. But, Lord, we need you for everything. We need you for every area in our life, because we living in some tedious times right now. Some times, God, right now that we all need to stand before the Lord. And Father, right now we need you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Lord, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but sitting in the seat of the scornful. And God, we ask us to meditate day and night and be like a tree planted by the river of water, bringing forth fruit in season,
This is a season and a time, Heavenly Father, that we all need you. We all need to be together on one accord.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you, God, for the sick, God. Lord Jesus, heal them. You're with
Amen.
You, call you, and know you as a healer. And God, we ask you to heal your people. Lord God Jesus, some has got a mind that they don't have a mind of Christ, a mind that they can't even pray right now. And Lord
mm-hmm.
God, we ask you, God, to heal them. Lord, we ask you, God, to overtake them, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You said there's no weapon from a dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And God, we stand on your promises this morning. You promised us, we are your children, that you will never, ever leave us or forsake
mm-hmm.
us. And God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your love.
Jesus.
We thank you for your kindness. And Lord God, because you've been good to us. You've
yes.
been better than good. You've been better than kind to us.
Mm-hmm.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Heavenly Father, God, now go with us, God, and stand
Please.
By. Bless our family, children, Please. Grandchildren.
Yes.
Lord God, Jesus, bless our church members. Lord, bless
yes.
the pastors all over the world. Lord, that preaching Jesus, God
Amen.
Bless them. And the one that ain't preaching Jesus, get
mm.
a hold to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, God. Lord, we need this. We need your word will never leave us. Your
yes.
word will stand in this, in your presence. In this time, we need you, Heavenly Father. So now, Father, Lord, take this prayer line and let somebody be healed. Somebody
mm.
will be delivered. Somebody
yes.
will be set free. Somebody's
yes.
mind will be changed. In
yes.
the name of Jesus. Through the prayers of the righteous. God,
yes.
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Holy Ghost. There is no other but you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you. God bless
amen.
You, woman. God bless you.
Powerful. Amen.
God bless. Amen. The line is still open. If there's
amen.
Anyone that would like to offer up a prayer, scripture, or a comforting word, the line is open for you. God bless you and good morning. Amen, amen. We pray that the prayers that went up this morning will rain down blessings upon your life, whoever you are out there listening. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, we constantly are praying for you in the name of Jesus. Everyone, let's sit back and bask in the presence of this song that I'm going to play. And something about this song this morning, I want you to understand. Everybody knows the song. I want you to sing along with the song. But I want you to be in the spirit with the Lord, because the song is going to ring a bell to you instantly. But I want you to just know, guess what, that we are singing to the Lord this morning. What a powerful morning to be, you know, for Lord to wake us up every morning to see another beautiful day, no matter what it looks like on the outside. We know what God wants us to feel on the inside. Let's continue to bless his name. Everybody, enjoy this song. You know it, but just sing to the Lord in it. Amen. Let's enjoy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Spirit, because yeah. that song right there, just, you know, he did it for us. He brought us from a mighty long way. I can't speak for nobody else but me. I know where God brought me from. I know what he brought me through. I could just sing that song to him all day long. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank all of you all out there that lift up prayer for the people. Come together on one accord. He said, well, two or more gathered in his name, he is in the midst. And we thank God for this morning. God bless you. I love you. And continue to stay focused on what God is doing in our lives. And let's continue to pray for the people. There are a lot of people out here lost and don't know their way. Let's continue to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, as God has asked us to be. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. God bless everyone. Have yourself a wonderful, blessed day, a blessed week, and we'll meet back here next Saturday morning, same time, same place, same station. God bless you. Much love to you, and love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. God bless you all. Good
Amen.
Day to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Amen. All right, all right, all right. I guess that thing, man. All right, get rid of that right there. All right, Pastor, what's going on, sir? Thank you for hanging on with me a few minutes this morning. I just wanted to just hang out like we did last Saturday to get used to these Saturday morning hours here, extended timing, and powerful prayer this morning. We pray that, that it touched some hearts and changed some lives around, and people will know that God is always there for them, and it's going to always be there. All we have to do is just get our life in order with him and call on him, and he's always going to be there. He'll never leave nor forsake us, and we have to make sure that we understand what that really means. Reason why I just wanted to hang out a few minutes this morning, say that the Holy Spirit touched you this morning, and it's something, because it seems like, when God is working, he puts you on one accord with others, and you're feeling the same thing in the Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. And
amen.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there's not a bunch of Holy Spirits out here. There are a bunch of spirits out there. But there's only one Holy Spirit out there.
Just one.
Yeah, it's just one. And we have to make sure that we have the opportunity to bring it to the people about what thus says the Lord and not
amen.
What thus say man. How about that? We've gotten so caught up in the world today that we listen to man before we listen to God. God does have his messengers, but see, when you are part of the royal family, the royal priesthood, you have direct access to the king. You don't need to go through man to get to the king because you are part of the family. See, I'm a part of the royal priesthood. I'm just going to speak it like it is. You know what I'm saying? A peculiar person. Holy. You understand what I'm saying? Because my father, you know what I'm saying, is the creator of all creation. So we have to make sure that we walk in that. You remember the song Blessed Assurance?
Yes.
And it's something because when we say blessed assurance, you know, it says Jesus is mine. You know what I'm saying? He claimed up, so we have to claim him. You know
amen.
What I'm saying? And it says, oh, what a fortress of glory divine. I pulled those words up and I got them right here. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood.
Say that one more time.
Born of his spirit.
His spirit and his blood. Tell me that ain't blessed assurance.
He informed the disciples that he's going to send them a comforter back. He's going to send someone back to them to comfort them, to take over them, to watch them, to walk with them, to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to receive that same spirit within ourselves. In order to have a relationship with Christ, you got to accept his Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? In order to accept his Holy Spirit, you got to accept the fact that you are washed in his blood. You know what I'm saying? You become one with him. And a lot of people are lost from that right now, Pastor Jackson. And we have to make sure that we remind people to repent of their sins, turn away from sin, and ask God to remove everything that is not of him from us and then replace it with him, with his Holy Spirit. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Once all of that is replaced with him, then we can be restored back to the Father in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor.
That blessed assurance, it grabbed a hold of me because it didn't say it didn't say blessed insurance. You know, something that you got to put something in order to get something out. You know, to put something into in order to get something out from. He said, blessed assurance. That means I got you. I'm going to just interpret that as I got you. Blessed assurance. For assurance, I will never leave you nor forsake you. For assurance, you know, cast all your cares upon me. This is something that God is. I'm going to put it like this, Pastor. I'm going to make it even more simple. And to be assured is just like a promise of God.
It's just like a promise. It's guaranteed.
Amen.
If you just, it's assurance, meaning to just calm down, peace be still. You know, I got you, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Rapha. You know, our protection, our provider, our healer. He's everything that we need. You know, he's everything that he needs. And the point, the thing about that, he even for the 39, I think it was 39 stripes he took. Anything that we could face, I might be wrong. Anything that we face, they hit him for it. They hit him for it. Everything that we come across, Jesus already paid the price for it. But the thing about that, Pastor, the assurance about that is he paid it with his blood. What can wash away our feet? Nothing but the blood. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. And you said something some months ago that was so profound. You know, and I'm paraphrasing, you know how they used to have to put the blood of a sacrificial animal on the post of the house so that the death angel would pass over it.
Yeah.
You know, but you said something so profound. You said, now, you need no animal. We washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
We drenched in the blood. We're cleansed by that blood. And you know what? Still not perfect, but we still pressing because of the blood. Blessed assurance. In other words, for a certainty, meaning, I got you. No matter what you go through, I'm going to walk through it with you. I got you. All I want you to know, all I want you to just believe. For all things are possible to them that believe. You know,
amen.
I got you. What better comfort that is, Pastor Roger Williams, to know that not only does God have you, but the name that I just pronounced is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And it can't be erased. Because God does not have to repent of what he has already done. The blessings, the promises, the gifts, you know, it's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is to continue to be obedient, to continue to press, continue to understand that no good things dwells in this flesh, but God paid a price for us. Because he don't look at the outer man. He looks at the intentions of our heart. God knows who really is, the motives of man, who his intentions are really to serve him. To serve him with everything that we have, every fiber of our being. God looks and knows our heart's intention is to serve him. But because we fall short, because we are in this flesh, he knows that we're going to fall short. He's at the end. He's at the end, waiting on us. He's with us in the middle. He was with us in the beginning. So understand this, people. Understand this. And the word says, nothing to separate us from the love of God. Not height, not depth, nor life, nor death, I'm sorry. Not angels, not principality. You know, nothing. Nothing, because he knows who's going to serve him. He already knows our motives. He knows our intention. And the thing about that, he knows who is not. The word of God said the sons and daughters of God and the sons of daughters of Satan are obvious. That means it's the distinct, our distinctiveness about. So God knows the difference. He knows the difference between the two. And you can't fool him. Just because you're standing in a pool pit, because you got three stripes on your rope, you cannot fool God. Because if those three stripes or that degree is not attached to the anointing of God, It's just a robe. It's just a collar. It's just a piece of paper. And what people fail to realize, Pastor, it is the anointing of God, from God.
Amen.
It is the anointing that makes a difference.
Amen. 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 Powerful words, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you for that. You know, before we get out of here, we just wanted to leave after prayer, leave you with an encouraging word starting on February the 13th. After every prayer service, we will go into an encouraging word.
Amen.
You know, we'll get out of your way. But this is something that God has put on our hearts for him through this podcast, starting 7 days a week. And
amen.
Open up this platform for God's children to come in and help those that are lost, to guide them back to his marvelous life. Not your
amen.
Pastors, not your bishops, you know what I'm saying? But God's marvelous light. Because in order for us to be the light, we have to accept the light of Christ first.
Amen.
And you have to understand what that really means, because there are a lot of people that are trying to take the place of God, and you're not God. And you need to settle down. You need to sit down, actually, and move out of the way. And let you heard the woman of God say that those that are serving the Lord, you know, not those that are serving each other and serving man. Okay. Let me say this to you. We may not understand how everything will work out, but we should trust in the Lord. We may not see a way, but we know that God will make a way. He's our way maker. You know what I'm saying? We have to have faith at this very moment that God is touching hearts, he's opening
Amen.
Doors, and he's lining up the right breaks and opportunities for all of us that trust and love him. Things may look dark in your life right now and blank. You can't see your way out. But just keep your faith. Trust in the Lord that new day is on the way, that he's going to open the doors where he wants you to go. Stop trying to get in the way of what God has planned for you. Settle down in the Lord. Trust in him. And he's going to make that way out of no way that you don't even see yet. The scripture says that eyes haven't seen, ears never heard, never entered into your heart the things that God has planned for you. Because God said he knows the plans he has for you. You
Amen.
Just don't know. We just don't know what tomorrow holds. So just continue to trust in him. Continue to turn your life over to him. Continue to ask him to move you forward in life. And ask him to never leave nor forsake you, because he say he won't. And the word never is an absolute.
Amen.
Stop saying that God didn't have to do it. God
Amen.
Promised Abraham that he would. So it has to be done, because his words don't come back to him void. So stop trying to treat God like you treat your brother or your sister that walks the earth.
Come on now. Say that.
Because that don't even match up. That doesn't matter. He says that my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. He say my heavens sit higher than the earth you live on, which is my earth too. That's his. Listen,
come on now.
The heavens is where his throne is, and the earth is his footstool.
Amen.
So let's not forget that. God say he sits higher, so his thoughts and his ways are much higher than ours.
Amen.
So stop trying to fulfill a position that you can never even compare to, period. Just stay in your lane and do what thus says the Lord. Do what God has for you to do. Communicate with God in everything that comes your way, no matter if it's good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. Talk to the Lord.
Amen.
He already knew that it was coming to you anyway. You just didn't see it coming. You didn't know it was going to happen. And if you didn't see it and you didn't know it and you didn't feel it in your spirit, that means that it's time to check yourself. Because something is distant between you and the Lord. Because if we love him and we trust him and we depend on him and we have faith in him, he's going to always be right there, and he's always going to be on alert for us to say, son, don't go that way. Sister, don't go that way. Don't you go over there. And it's up to you to listen, because he is speaking a quiet whisper. And it's up to you if you're distracted by things that don't even matter and not listening to him. Because one thing about it is, life is a challenge. It will always be a challenge. But God is right there to help you meet that challenge. You understand? God is going to always give you a blessing and a gift. Just accept it. Don't complain about it. You may have wanted $500, but he may give you only $50 just to see what you're going to do with it. Accept it. Stop murmuring and complaining all the time. If you read the story, the children of Israel, a lot of their punishment came because of their murmuring and complaining.
Amen. Amen.
Which led them to be disobedient.
Disobedient.
And disobedient don't sit well with the Lord.
Amen. Help, okay? Lord.
So you're going to always, listen, life is a journey, everybody. Trust in the Lord to complete the journey that he has you on. You understand what I'm saying? Life is a promise. Just fulfill it. Life is all about love. And we love you. Enjoy it. Enjoy love. Put a smile on your face. Stop complaining so much. Stop whining so much. And if you want to do that, just get into a private, quiet place and take it to the Lord and leave it there.
Amen.
And just let him have it. And everything's going to be all right. Todd Trippett say, we're going to be all right. We already all right. We're victorious because Christ already defeated hell. So we already victorious. It's up to you to believe it.
That's right.
I believe
it. Right.
I'm victorious.
Amen.
I'm victorious because I trust in the Lord Jesus. I am victorious. No matter how hard it looks, no matter how hard it gets, he's going to always pull me through. He's going to always turn it around.
And around.
Just trust him.
Trust in the Lord.
One thing about it, Pastor, is God has blessed us, and that blessing empowers us to operate on the level of our Father. Guess what? Because he flows right through us.
Amen.
You know, Jesus said, me and the Father are one. So guess what?
One.
You are one with them. You listen, where he is, so we are also.
Amen.
A lot of people don't even understand that. A lot of people don't even believe that. All you got to do is call on him. He said, you have not because you ask not. You too busy asking for cars and money and clothes and Gucci and Versace and Prada. You asking for all the name brand stuff and asking, instead of asking for health, instead of asking for strength, and instead of asking for doors to be open that you can't even knock on. You understand what I'm saying? You can't even get to him to knock on him because you're not even right with God yet. Just trust in him. Just get yourself right with him.
Amen.
Just get yourself right with him and watch everything change and turn around in your life. Hey, it go two witnesses right here.
Glory
to God. We can testify
to
it all day long.
Amen. Amen.
From where he done bought us
Thank
from.
You, Lord.
From the
Thank
darkness
you,
of this world to his marvelous light.
Thank you, Jesus. Never would have made it.
Never would have
Never should have or could have.
Wouldn't have happened. So we just
not,
thank
not
God.
Without
we
him.
Thank
No, it wouldn't mean.
I know that's right. So we thank you. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for you out there that are listening. Share it with your friends. We are here. We are actually turning up, bringing our chain breaking twos with us, coming in to break chains and whoever wants to be loose from the devil. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
God said, loose that man and let him go. Loose
let
that sister and let her go. You understand?
Mm.
God has already asked you to let him go. So, you know, you want to keep him chained up, we coming in to break them chains.
See that?
We chain breakers. We ain't here to entertain
Amen.
You. We come to break them
Amen.
Chains. We come here to work. You understand? We come to bust the devil dead in his head. Simple as that. take his head off and to loose you away from him to bring you into God's marvelous life. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor, and your final comments and pray us out, sir.
You know, you just said something that was just mind-boggling. You know, and it's a good thing that Jesus has sent us, and not just us. When I say us, I'm talking all of us that are seeking after. And it's so merciful and it's so loving that God sent us to do this type of work, because he could have come himself and just destroyed it all. But he sent us. He sent us to do this, because through us, he's given his people another opportunity to hear his word so that change may take place. Because he could have came. He could have sent legions of angels and just wiped it out.
Wiped it out.
But he even said when they hung him on the cross, forgive them, Paul, for they know not what they do. But the word also says, do we continue in sin that grace may abound? If you don't remember nothing else, I want you to remember this. Jesus could have came himself and just wiped everything out. You remember what happened when they came in the garden, Pastor? He said, who are you looking for? And they all fell back. They all fell back. Just saying. He could have came himself, but he sent us to give us another chance.
My God. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your love, grace, and mercy.
Yes, Lord. Thank you
for being God all by yourself. We thank you for asking, whom shall I send? And we said, send us. We'll go. And we thank you for equipping us. We thank you for giving us the proper tools. And then you sent us on our way. And you did it two by two. I thank you for my brother, Pastor Rob, who have a discernment to know when I'm not feeling my best, when I'm not feeling up to par, when I'm trying to throw a pity party. He comes, and he comes with prayer. He comes with love. He comes with compassion, but he don't come sugarcoated. He comes with the word of God. He comes encouraging, and he comes with great power and authority. Two by two, you sent them out, Lord, so they can lift up and encourage one another. So when I'm weak, he's strong. When I'm strong, weak. When he's weak, I'm strong.
Yes.
But we thank God that we're strong together.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the weaknesses are behind you. But the word of God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for
thank
that
you.
Free indeed.
Yes.
We thank you for that free indeed.
Yes.
And we hope and pray that something was said through the prayer line earlier and through these few minutes that me and Pastor came on the air to encourage, to enlighten, and to tell about what's going on in the ministry of Breaking Chains, Young Adult Talk Ministry. So many things are happening because you have ordained, you have put into place, you put the wheels in motion. So it will not only do good, it will prosper immensely.
Yes.
Because it's all about you, Lord, and not about us. And we just thank you, Lord God, again, for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do in the life of your people, the mindset and the condition of your people everywhere. We ask that you will continue to bless the widows and the orphans, continue to bless the land of Jerusalem, Lord God, the people of Israel, Lord God. We just thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not thank you, Lord God. Help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to be mindful of what we allow to not only come out of our mouth, but that we allow to enter into our ears, which goes into our heart. Yes. For your word says, as a man, so is he. And from the abundance of his heart, he speaks. It's not what goes in to a man that defiles him, but that which comes from out of him.
Yes.
So help us be mindful of what we say. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I will say, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you. I love you, sir, and I thank you for always being there for me. Thank God for you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. We want everybody to get prepared for the things that Pastor Jackson talked about that we're getting ready to move forward into, that God has opened doors for us, and we want you to prepare for it. We're getting ready for some great things. Get your young people prepared out there for a new show that will be debuting on February the 5th with our young people at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Get ready for a new show. Raising the Sound, which debuted last week, but it will officially kick off next month on the 14th of February. Get ready for that. We'll be on a Sunday, every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Valentine's Day.
Exactly. So we want you celebrating Valentine's Day, and you really understand. You can do the history of what St. Valentine was all about. Boy, you find out something new. But we're just going to celebrate it as a day of love, which should be celebrated every day.
Man, that's my
every day. Okay, the Valentine Massacre was about a day of murder. But we want to celebrate a day of love and extend it for 7 days a week, every day. You understand what I'm saying? We should do that every day. All right.
Every day.
So we thank you. A quick Black History tip. For today, we always have to drop that no matter what. On this day of January the 23rd, y'all remember Roots? The TV miniseries Roots premiered on ABC back in 1977. Wow. And Mr. Sam Cooke, songwriter and performer, was born in 1935. So he just celebrated a heavenly birthday. And I tell you, let's keep up with our Black history and, you know, the connection that we have, Kingdom of God. Amen. Don't forget to get your exercise in, drink plenty of water, put plenty of vegetables and fruits in your body, and do some stretching and take better care of yourself. All right. Let's make sure that we do that. Let's take better care. And until we meet again on Monday, 7 p.m., a special assignment.
Amen.
What is your assignment, and are you on top of it? Are you on your post? Are you staying in your lane doing what God has assigned you to do? Just remember, we'll be back here then. Don't forget, we're breaking chains, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. God bless you, Pastor. Love you, sir. God bless you out
love
there.
You.
We love
Thank you, sir.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed day. Peace, everybody. Good day.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists in sky.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell them.
We gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, and shame.
Shame the fear, the fear.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn. Cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, if this works together for good,
we gon' be alright.
Jump, get it from me, I knew it was.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, I ain't worried about it.
Oh no.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.